The time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to you. In foreign currency, safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema commissions 50-megawatt solar power plant. 31 individuals arrested for immigration-related offences. And South Africa's top envoy to Ghana summoned over attacks on foreigners. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. President Hakainde Hichilema has commissioned the Mabumba 50-megawatt photovoltaic solar project in Mansa District of Luapula Province. President Hichilema says government is committed to delivering energy security for the people of Zambia by reducing the country's heavy reliance on hydropower. Speaking during the commissioning event today, Mr. Hichilema said the project was long envisioned as part of government efforts to drive sustainable development and economic growth. He emphasized that meaningful national progress does not happen by accident, but it is the result of deliberate planning and vision. There is no development by chance or development is orchestrated, said President Hichilema. Mr. Hichilema noted that the newly launched solar plant is expected to stimulate job creation, particularly by attracting investment in the mining sector. He further said that reliable electricity supply will enable the processing of minerals locally, adding value to Zambia's natural resources. The head of state has expressed gratitude to key stakeholders, including the Ministry of Energy, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, and ZESCO, for their role in ensuring the successful completion of the project. He further called on citizens to embrace unity and collective effort in driving the country's development agenda, noting that cooperation remains essential in achieving national goals. And President Hakainde Hichilema is scheduled to undertake a one-day working visit to Kasama in Northern Province on Saturday, April 25. Northern Province Minister Leonard Mbao says the President is expected to begin his visit with a courtesy call on His Royal Highness Paramount Chief Chitimukulu at his palace. Mr. Mbao says the visit will highlight government's continued respect for and collaboration with the traditional leadership in promoting national development. Thereafter, the President will proceed to officially open the newly constructed Kasama Mall and the Urban Hotel, key infrastructure developments aimed at boosting economic activity, job creation and tourism in Northern Province, said Mr. Mbao in a statement issued to RCV News. Mr. Mbao said later in the day the head of state will hold an interactive session with members of the public aimed at strengthening engagement between the government and citizens while addressing key concerns affecting the province. He said the visit will conclude with a meeting between the President and party officials at the party secretariat. Ms. Ambao has further encouraged residents of Kasama and surrounding areas to turn out in large numbers to welcome the president. The Department of Immigration has apprehended 31 individuals for immigration-related offences involving foreign nationals found to be in contravention of the Immigration and Deportation Act, Chapter 123 of the Laws of Zambia. Immigration Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka says in Kabwe, the Regional Immigration Office secured the conviction of 29 Ethiopian nationals for failure to appear before an immigration officer upon entry into Zambia and unlawful presence in the country. Ms. Shinka says the individuals were apprehended by the Zambia police in separate incidents in Chisamba district on 27th and 28th March 2026, before being handed over to immigration on 30th March for further processing. The Kawa Magistrate Court fined each individual 10,000 or in default sentenced them to 12 months simple imprisonment, said Ms. Shinka in a statement issued to RSV News. Meanwhile, the Washa Immigration Office secured the conviction of a 28-year-old Tanzanian national, Dimasi Manyela, who was apprehended during routine immigration operations within Washa town. According to investigations, Mr. Manyela had entered Zambia unlawfully and was unlawfully staying in the country and was also found in possession of a forged immigration stamp. Mr. Nshinka said following court proceedings, he was convicted and sentenced to 12 months imprisonment with hard labor without the option of a fine.
The Kawe Magistrate Court fined each individual 10,000 kwacha on default, sentenced them to 12 months simple imprisonment. The 29 individuals remain detained at Kawe Correctional Facility pending payment of fines and subsequent removal from the country. Meanwhile, the Luanda Immigration Office secured the conviction of a 28-year-old Tanzanian national, Dimasi Ibaso Manyela, who was apprehended during routine immigration operations within Luanda town. Investigations established that he had entered Zambia unlawfully and was unlawfully staying in the country.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango says Zambia's economy is stabilizing and heading into growth, noting that it would be even more stable if global conditions were normal. Mrs. Nalumango says the country is navigating a challenging international environment but remains on a positive trajectory. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango stated that if the global situation were more favorable, Zambia's economy would have already fully stabilized. She pointed to key economic indicators as evidence of progress, highlighting improvements in the exchange rate and a reduction in inflation to single-digit levels. Mrs. Nalumango said government programs such as the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and Cash for Work initiatives demonstrate resilience in the economy. An economy that is not doing well cannot provide CDF and Cash for Work, among others, said Mrs. Nalumango. The Vice President was responding to Mpika Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga, who sought clarification on whether the country's economy is stabilizing. In African news, Ghana has summoned South Africa's top envoy to the country over reported acts of intimidation and harassment against its citizens and other African migrants in the Southern African nation. Earlier this week, video clips were shared online showing vigilante groups attacking and confronting people they believed were in South Africa illegally. In one of them, they challenged a Ghanaian man over his status. Xenophobia has long been an issue in South Africa and has been accompanied by occasional outbursts of deadly violence. Coming up shortly, key suspect in notorious Tadamon massacre during Syria civil war arrested. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A key suspect in one of the most notorious killings of the Syrian civil war has been arrested, Syria's interior minister has said. Amjad Youssef, who was wanted over the mass killing of civilians in April 2013 in the Tadamon district of Damascus. Footage emerged in 2022 showing Syrian soldiers